Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, keep blessing His name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't stop, keep blessing His name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Worthy, 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 worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb of God.
Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Place you at the highest place in the mind. More than enough. Worthy to be exalted.
Worthy to be praised.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
Him. Because of who it is, we give Him glory this morning.
Amen. Amen.
It's such a privilege and such an honor to be here on this Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul says in Galatians that I'm crucified with Christ.
Yes.
Says nevertheless,
I live.
Yes.
But it's Christ that lives in me. It says, and the life that I live now in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God,
yes,
who loved me,
yes,
and gave His life for me. Hallelujah. Somebody praise His name.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just lift those hands as we go before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we praise You this morning because, Lord God, You woke us up.
Yes.
We celebrate the fact that You got up this morning.
Yes.
You arose from the grave.
Yes.
With a mighty triumph. Yes. Somebody say, with a mighty triumph. Yes, You arose from the grave, O God.
Yes.
Lord God, because You did that, O God, we can stand up in Your strength this morning.
Yes.
We got up into Your strength this morning.
Yes.
We got up because You woke us up and You carried us all out, Lord God.
Yes.
We praise You, Father, and we bless You.
Yes.
Lord God, our desire today, O God, and my prayer is that, Lord God, we will receive clarity of understanding.
Yes.
Lord God, that, Father, that all of us who hear Your word this morning,
yes, Lord,
will have an urgency in our spirit,
yes,
to do Your will.
Yes.
But God, even beyond that, I pray, oh God, that for joy unspeakable,
yes,
to those who are not just hearers, but those who are doers,
Lord,
of Your word.
Yes,
we thank You for Your mighty hand, and we thank You for Your goodness, and we thank You for Your mercies.
Yes.
We give You praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glorify
Hallelujah.
His name.
Hallelujah.
We celebrate in our resurrection, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
This year happens to be one of those years when the Passover and the Christian celebration coincides. The Passover celebration started last week Sunday,
yes,
as the Christians celebrate, as we celebrate Palm Sunday. And it culminates today as we celebrate Resurrection,
yes,
Sunday.
Yes.
The resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so it is an exciting time. It's almost like, it's my divine guidance,
yes,
that the calendar would so navigate in such a way that both sides, Jews and Gentiles,
yes,
are celebrating Jesus Christ at this point in time. Because
yes, yes,
he says, no, you know, that knowing Christ is neither Jew nor Gentile.
Yes.
We're all one in Christ.
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
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 I want to say to those who are present here this morning, all of us here, you lovely people, and those who are in conference by this social media, and those who are hearing us are going to be hearing us in all of the 50 states of the United States,
yes,
of America.
Yes.
Those of you in Canada and in Europe, and those in Haiti and in the Caribbean and Jamaica,
yes,
who are hearing us now.
Yes.
Those in Africa and in the Middle East.
Yes.
I want to tell you that this act of God is for all of us.
Amen.
It's not for Christian. This act of God, the resurrection, is,
yes,
intended for the purpose of giving
have given life and life eternal
yes.
to every human being.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
God didn't make a distinction between any group.
No.
Resurrection is for all of us.
Yes.
Would you say that resurrection is for all of us?
Yes.
And so the highest level that any human being can attain is resurrection.
Yes.
I mean, we go to schools and so forth, and we go to the highest levels of doctorate and degrees that we can. But the highest level any human being can get to is resurrection.
Yes.
Being
yes.
born again.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So being born again is the highest level that we can get to.
Yes.
The rest of it, as a matter of fact, being in Christ,
yes.
it causes us to be able to attain those other stuff. It's
yes.
not an hindrance.
Yes.
But it is one of the God's divine purpose. That as human beings, we connect with him first.
Yes.
Yes.
And then those things will come after.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
As a matter of fact, even in Matthew chapter 6 and 33, he says, and we must seek the things that are above.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Where Christ Jesus is.
Yes.
And he talks about that the fact that we connect with him at a level that is beyond the human connection. So I'm glad that we're here, and I'm glad we're celebrating the resurrection this morning.
Yes, sir.
So it's the highest level. The scripture tells
yes.
us. It yes. says that, you know, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So it's comparing the entire world versus our soul.
Sure.
So it's saying it's the highest level. And Jesus amplified that in John 10:10. He says, I've come to give you life and
yes.
to give you life more abundantly.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we come this morning with a level of thanksgiving and praise to God, our Savior and our Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless
Hallelujah. So we bless his name.
Bless
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Somebody
Hallelujah.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody
Lord.
Praise his name.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to take the time this morning to be able to set a foundation as we look into the scriptures. We want to set some foundation. We talk about the Passover, even as the Jews are celebrating the Passover now. So we talk about the Passover, and the Passover was instituted by God himself in Exodus, in the book of Exodus. And here it is that as the Jews celebrate, what Passover really is, as they celebrate it now, it's a celebration of freedom from slavery in Egypt.
Yes.
And so it was instituted by God. God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to kill the lamb
yes.
and to smear the blood over the doorpost.
Yes.
And he says that when I see the blood,
yes.
I will what?
Passover.
And so that's where the name the Passover came from. When I
yes.
see the blood, I will pass over you. And it wasn't any blood. No, it's no common blood, right? It was not any and any blood could do that. It's a specific blood, he says, you know, the blood of Jesus Christ. So we celebrate the resurrection today. So in the Passover, after God told them, you know, to sprinkle the blood, the angel of the Lord, that angel came. Now, it didn't matter which house it was on. What I'm trying to paint a picture is the power of the blood,
yes.
as Jesus,
yes.
As God wanted it.
Yes.
It didn't matter what house it was on.
Yes.
If
yes.
it wasn't on the Jews' house,
yes, yes, yes.
death would come.
Yes,
if it was on the Gentile fierce house,
yes.
death would not come. It would pass over.
Yes.
Because what God was
Recognize
looking for
the
is
blood.
The blood.
Yes.
Somebody
yes.
said the blood.
Yes.
The blood.
Yes.
So that's what God was looking for,
yes.
the blood.
Yes.
The blood.
Yes.
And so there the Passover was instituted for forever. Well, it's temporary for them for that season. And talking about the blood, I want to just labor a little and lay a foundation. So we're talking about the blood. Now in scriptures, it talks about different kinds of blood. And I want to look at three blood that was shed, right? So we talk about now the Passover lamb, that blood which was shed. But there's also the blood of Abel. Right?
Yes.
And so Abel in Genesis chapter 4, I believe chapter 4, Cain killed Abel.
Mm-hmm.
And God came to Cain and says, where is thy brother? And he says, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes.
But God says, listen, the blood is crying out to me.
Yes.
Right? And the blood of Abel cries out. And then we have the blood of the Lamb, we have the blood of Abel, and then we have the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Abel, there's a distinction between Abel's blood and Jesus' blood.
That's right.
Abel's blood cries out for vengeance and justice.
Yes. That's right.
Jesus' blood cries out for mercy and forgiveness.
Oh,
mercy for me, forgiveness for me, mercy for you, forgiveness for you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody bless his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
So, God was intentional in what he was doing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God was intentional for what he was doing.
Yes.
And as the blood of Jesus cried out for mercy and forgiveness,
yes,
it means that we have an advocate.
Yes.
We do.
The advocate, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We have somebody who is standing in the gap for you and I. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Somebody standing in the gap for you and I.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, the scriptures talk about, and it is, I'm going to make a mention of what the blood of Abel was in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 19 to 21. It says, for when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats, with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people. He sprinkled the book and all the people with the blood, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. I'm painting the picture of the importance of the blood.
Yes.
And verse 22 says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood.
Yes.
Without shedding of blood,
there is no remission.
Hallelujah. Now, when it refers to the blood of Jesus Christ in Hebrews 12, 24, it says, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things,
yes,
than that of Abel.
Indeed.
Comparing Abel's blood to, yeah, Jesus' blood,
yes,
Jesus' blood speaks of better things. It's,
yes,
a better covenant.
Yes.
And it speaks of forgiveness and mercy.
Yes.
I want to take the time to build this up because no common blood could redeem us. Paul says we're a royal priesthood, a peculiar people.
Yes.
So no common blood can redeem us.
No.
The blood of bulls and goats and heifers could not redeem us.
No.
Abel's blood, though it cries out for justice and justice and vengeance, it could not redeem us. It took the blood of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to be sacrificed for you and I.
It,
no common blood could have done that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
And so, resurrection really is the passing from death
to
life.
Yes.
But to an ending life, to eternal life.
Yes.
It's the passing of death from death to life, which Jesus did. Resurrection, I want to talk about three things for a moment about resurrection, and then we get into the scripture, because I really want us to get a foundation of the fact of the blood and its importance, and then also a few things about resurrection. Resurrection is a plan of God.
Mm-hmm.
As you know from John 3:16 it says and 17, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish,
yes,
but have everlasting life. It says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world.
Yes.
His blood was not blood to condemn either, but that the world through him might be saved. So resurrection is a plan of God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Resurrection is also an act of God.
Yes.
According to, this is one of my favorite scriptures, Acts 13:30 says, these seven verses are powerful, but God raised him from the dead.
Amen.
But God raised him from the dead. So it was an act of God. God was the one who raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
Yes.
It's not man, it's not no one else. God himself raised Jesus from the dead. Because he was in Say that again, Pastor. He was in Christ reconciling us to himself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So resurrection is a plan of God. Resurrection is an act of God.
Yes.
Resurrection is also the way of God for man, for all nations. It's the way to God for all nations. In John 11, 25 and 26, we hear Jesus himself says, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And then he asks a question of Martha and Mary, believest thou? Believest thou this?
Yes.
So resurrection is also is a way of God, a way to God for all mankind.
Yes.
Jesus later came along and he says in verse chapter 14, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
No man come to the Father but by me.
Amen.
So now that we have an understanding of about the superiority of the blood of Jesus Christ, and about an understanding of what resurrection is, that it is a plan of God, it's an act of God, and it's a way to God for all of mankind.
Yes,
we want to be able to just somehow be able to look at the scripture. But the question is, why do we go through all of this stuff? Why did I have to go through all of this stuff to bring us up to this point in time? And the problem is, the reason is because there was blood involved.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
There was blood involved. Jesus was crucified. His blood was shed for you and I.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So he was crucified. He was mercilessly crucified.
Yes, sir.
It cost him his blood.
Yes.
His blood was shed.
Yes.
So before resurrection, there was a death.
Yes, sir.
Death by crucifixion.
Yes, sir.
And this was God's plan.
Yes.
Jesus said, no man take my life. Nobody took his
Hallelujah.
Life. He says, I laid down my life.
Yes.
So there was blood involved.
Yes.
Somebody said, there was blood involved.
There was blood involved.
Blood was involved.
Blood was involved.
A blood that was, that would purify us.
Yes. Yes.
One songwriter said, all your garments spotless are they white as snow.
I am washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Have you been to Jesus?
For the cleansing blood.
For the cleansing blood.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Have
yes,
you
sir.
Been to Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
For the cleansing blood.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So it wasn't no common blood.
No, sir. No.
It wasn't any blood.
No.
We could only be redeemed by one blood.
Yes, sir.
And I thank God that, I thank Jesus that when they told him, you know, couldn't he just come down, heal himself, or come down on the cross? That he did not respond to them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That he looked at you and I and he said, they're worth it.
Yes,
you and I, he says, they're worth it. He said to the Father, you're worth it.
Yes, sir.
And so between the time when he cried out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, and the point in time of his resurrection, he's saying, we are worth it.
Yes, sir.
And he would, I guarantee you, Jesus, if he had to do it all over again, he would do it again.
Yes.
Because he sees us as worth
it.
Of it.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So the question is, are your garments spotless?
Yes.
Are they white as snow?
Yes.
Are you washed? Are you washed? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And is the song, can the song really be meaningful to you and I? And not just a song that we sing? Can we get meaning from it?
Yes.
So there was blood involved. We talk of the superiority of the blood of Jesus. And we talk about his resurrection that was a plan of God, an act of God, and it's a way of God for all of mankind.
Yes, sir.
So we want to look at the scriptures this morning and see. This is an event that is recorded in Matthew chapter 28. And we want to look at the event of the resurrection itself. It says in verse 1, Matthew 28, in the end of the Sabbath, that is the first day of the week, it's referring to. As it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. All the Gospels are in agreement in this the fact of the resurrection.
Yes. Yes.
Some have some extra details to it.
Yes.
But all of them are in agreement. There are some things that we need to take away from it, and as believers, be sure that we know that it is so. Number one is that it was on the first day of the week that he rose from the grave.
Yes, yes.
It does say, it says at the end of the Sabbath, the first day.
Yes.
The Sabbath ended at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m.
Yes.
for them in that time. And at 6:01, the next day started.
Yes.
And sometime between then and early in the morning, Jesus rose.
Yes.
And it says that the two Mary went, and notice what it says. It says to see the sepulchre.
Yes.
They went there
to see
the sepulchre. They were seekers.
Yes.
Right? And they went there because they were going to anoint his body.
Yes.
Properly for burial. And so they went there. They didn't expect that Jesus would not be there. Because why would you go there to anoint a body that you don't expect to be there? So though Jesus had spoken about the resurrection to all of his disciples, constantly.
Yes.
Yet still at that point in time, it just never registered.
Indeed.
Same thing happened to you and I. That from time to time, we read the scriptures.
Yes.
And it really doesn't get in until a certain point. It's like, our eyes become open.
Yes.
And so John recorded in John, I think chapter 16, when he talks about how the disciples, they didn't, when the resurrection happened, that's when their eyes open and say, yeah, he did tell us about this.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So in verse 1 it says that the Mary came and they came to see Jesus. They came to see the sepulchre. Sepulchre is a tomb.
Yes.
And the tomb actually belonged to Joseph
yes.
of Arimathea.
Yes.
So it's a borrowed tomb.
Yes.
Joseph was a very rich man.
Yes.
So which he was able to purchase that sepulchre, which was 20 miles, he lived 20 miles from Jerusalem, and he was able to purchase that sepulchre in Jerusalem itself.
Yes.
So it's a borrowed tomb.
Yes.
And Jesus, last week, Pastor Henry mentioned, he rode a donkey, borrowed the donkey tomb
yes, yes.
to go into to Jerusalem.
Yes.
And the irony of it is that he borrowed it,
yes.
but he owned all things.
Yes.
Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell in it.
Yes.
So, but he didn't have the need for this. He just, I need to do this.
Yes.
When it was
yes.
time for the supper, he said, go and ask.
Borrow
and,
room.
He borrowed a room.
Yes.
He owned it, but he borrowed it. Because, the earthly belongings wasn't for him.
Yes.
This
yes.
is not his interest.
Yes.
It's God, Jesus' interest was you and I.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
It was just you and I, it was his interest.
Yes.
Not the things of this world, things that we crave for.
Yes.
Homes and riches and horses and
yes.
all of that stuff and cars and so on.
Yes.
Not Jesus.
No.
Hallelujah. Somebody say not Jesus.
Not Jesus.
Not Jesus.
Not Jesus.
So though he owned all things,
yes.
he borrowed these things.
Yes.
So it was a borrowed tomb. And another reason why it borrowed is that, listen, the songwriter said, no grave can walk.
Oh, no.
The grave couldn't hold his body down. He knew he was going to just be there
three days.
Because he planned to resurrect.
Oh, bless him.
Right?
I don't want
he planned to get up.
Yes.
So he says, listen, let me just lay aside.
Yeah.
Give me 3 days here. And I'm going to get up again.
Yes.
Right? So it's
his
intention is, this is not my home.
Yes.
He has a place. He told
yes.
his disciples, I'm going to my father.
Yes. Yes.
He says, I came from my father, referring to his origin, and I'm going back to my father.
Yes,
and
he tells us, he says, I don't know if you're looking for your mansion, but some of us looking to see the risen Savior.
Yes.
You know, he came back to his disciples to look at, and he tells them, listen, check my hands,
yes.
check my feet,
yes.
right?
Yes.
I am Jesus.
Yes.
So so Jesus didn't, he wasn't planning on staying in the tomb.
No.
And he has another plan, he's coming back again.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he's coming back again for us. He says, this, when the first time when he came for the lost, for sinners. This time when he comes, he's coming for the saved.
Yes.
Because
yes.
sinners will have no more chance after that.
All right. Yes.
Right? So he's coming back for those who are redeemed and those who are saved.
Yes.
In verse 2 of chapter 28, it says, and behold, there was a great earthquake. The resurrection to me is one of the most important but spectacular event of human history.
Yes, sir.
This is just spectacular.
Yes.
And when you read about the crucifixion all the way through, it's just a spectacular event right throughout.
Yes.
So verse 2 says, and behold, there was a great earthquake.
Yes.
I want us to capture what is happening, because sometimes we might read too fast and we might mix up what the word says. It says, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came, and what did he do? It says he rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. The angels didn't resurrect Jesus. Because sometimes people might read this and think it was the angels that performed the resurrection. The angels' duty was to roll the stone away.
Yes, sir.
And God, in his foresight and foreknowledge and in his plan, knew, because Mary and Martha, Mary Magdalene and the other Marys, they asked the question when they're going on the way to the tomb, who shall roll the stone away for us?
Yes.
But God sent an angel. And God sent angel for you as well.
Yes, sir.
When you are in need of help, if God has to send an angel, he will send an angel. Somebody bless his holy name. Hallelujah. So the angel of the Lord rolled the stone away and he sat upon it. Verse 3 gives us a descriptive of the angel. It says his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow.
Hallelujah.
Verse 4 says, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake. The keepers are the guards that were there guarding the place. They were standing guard because they had said, listen, this man Jesus said he was going to rise again on the third day. And they said, so to make sure that his disciples don't come and take him out on a false pretense, we are going to seal this proper. And God says, yes, that's man's plan. But God has a greater and far superior plan. Hallelujah. But if Jesus needed to remove the stone himself, he could get up. As a matter of fact, he didn't have to remove it to get out of the tomb. When he came to the disciples, they were in the door, in the house, the door was shut, and he just appeared, boom, right in front of them. And they were afraid. They thought this was a ghost. But I'm just saying that the power of resurrection is of such that these are not barriers. These objects, walls, and so forth, they are not a barrier to the power and the presence of God. An angel can come now, and from the heavens, from here, from there, and these doesn't stop them.
Right.
But God promised us that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead will likewise raise you and I from the dead. The same spirit that dwells in Jesus dwells in us. One day we'll have that glorified body like Jesus. That when we do the bidding of the Lord, is from here to there, from here to there, and we will be walking, but we don't walk, we are transported from one place to another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Somebody bless his name. Hallelujah. So it says, for fear of him, the guards, the gatekeepers, did shake and became as dead men. And the angel, listen, the angel didn't even pay them any attention. Look at verse 5. It's like, the fear took care of them. And verse 5 says, and the angel of the Lord answered and said unto the women. He disregarded the God, right? Fear not, he says to the women. All right? It says, for I know that you see Jesus, which was crucified. The resurrection is a done deal. He was crucified.
Yes.
He says, he's not from here.
He's not here.
For he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. And he invited the women to come and see the place where the Lord lay. I want to look at the angel as resurrection proclaimer. They are the ones who proclaimed the resurrection.
Yes.
Nobody else did. Right? Nobody proclaimed that Jesus is not here, that he is risen. The angels of the Lord were the ones who proclaimed the resurrection.
Yes.
So the angels were resurrection proclaimers. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so he says, so the angels were the ones who proclaimed the resurrection. Because he said in verse 5 verse 6, he is not here, he is risen.
Yes.
That's proclaiming the resurrection.
Yes.
And for he is risen, as he said, says, come, see the place where the Lord lay. And then in verse, so invited the women, Martha and Mary Magdalene and Mary, to come and see for yourself. Come and see where he lay. This is where he was, right? And so they went in and they saw it. And then he gives an instruction. And the instruction to them was this. Go quickly and tell. Go quickly and tell. And I want us to capture this right now. He says, go quickly and tell. And of course, they went as they were instructed. And why one of the reasons why I tell them to go quickly and tell is that Jesus was on a timeline.
Yes.
When he came at the right time. When he left at the right time.
Yes, yes.
And he was going to be in Galilee at the right time.
Perfect.
And he wanted the women to be on the same timeline.
Yes.
Just like he wants you and I to be on the right timeline with him.
Yes.
He doesn't want us to be off kilter. Yes. He wants us to be on the same time frame with him.
Yes.
And so, as Pastor mentioned Sunday, that Jesus on his way to Jerusalem set his face like a flint towards Jerusalem. He knows what business he's about to conduct, and he wants us to be on time with him.
Yes.
And so we too must be about the Father's business.
Yes.
We too must have an urgency, and I pray that I've been heard the word this morning, that we have this urgency to proclaim the word to people.
Yes.
Because the Bible says in Proverbs that we must rescue those who are perishing.
Perishing.
Pull them in. You know someone is going to perish. Pull them in.
Yes.
Make every effort to bring them in. Somebody praise the name
praise
of the Lord.
Lord.
May the Lord be glorified. May the Lord
praise
be magnified.
Lord. Yes.
So that's our mission as well. It wasn't just a mission for Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. That becomes our mission as well.
Yes.
So the Mary started off as seekers. But then when they got to the tomb, and when they encountered the angel, they got another assignment. Sometimes in life we set out to do one thing, and when we thought we're on this particular mission, God gives us another mission. Or we got something else. Sometimes we say it's an interruption.
Yes.
But if God is no interruption.
No.
And even God interrupts us, thank God for interruption. It's a divine assignment that God gives to us. There's no interruption with it.
Hallelujah.
We think we're going for a simple task.
Yes, yes.
And he stops us along the way and says, Daughter, in the name of Jesus, it shall be well.
Yes.
In the name. And he sees somebody else and he says, by his stripes,
you are
healed. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But we thought we had another assignment.
Yes.
We're going along and a beggar comes by and asks for something.
Yes.
By God's mercy, do not pass by.
Hallelujah.
Extend what you have.
Wow.
He says, when somebody asks if you have it, do not withhold it. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we think we're on one particular assignment.
Yes.
I don't know what assignment God might have us on today.
Yes. Yes.
For you and I.
Yes.
We came to church.
Yes.
But I don't know what assignment God will give us in the midst of church or after church.
Yes.
We came to celebrate his resurrection.
Yes.
But I don't know what that assignment God will give us.
Yes.
But whatever assignment it is, I pray in the name of Jesus that we respond to him with the urgency that it requires. And that, like the two Marys, we will go quickly and tell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
So they came out as seekers at first. They were seeking the sepulcher to be able to anoint Jesus' body. But they moved from seekers to join the angels now as what? Resurrection proclaimers. We are resurrection proclaimers.
Yes.
We're participants of the resurrection.
Yes.
If you are in Christ, you have received the spirit of the resurrection in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God, we thank you and we bless you.
Bless
so you have received the spirit of the resurrection.
Yes.
We have resurrection life in us.
Yes.
So, but it captures also the emotion of these two Marys. It says in verse 8, and they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy.
Great joy.
And I'm trying to capture what that feels like. I know fear,
truth.
And I know joy. I don't know what it feels like to be having to work them at the same time.
Yes.
I guess it's this apprehension, this amazement. That scripture says they were perplexed and amazed.
Yes.
But you know, joy and fear,
yes,
I don't think that go together.
No.
But the Bible tells us,
yes,
and I'm believing that the fear is, man, what's going to happen now?
Yes.
You know, what is ahead?
Yes.
Jesus has arisen from the grave.
Yes.
But the joy, it was, of course, joy. I can understand the joy.
Yes.
Right? But so they were joyful as they went.
Yes.
It says, with fear and great joy, and they did run to bring his disciples
word.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Now, there was another set of people that was involved in these eight verses. After the angels didn't even bother with them. The guards,
yes,
right?
Yes.
The guards were another set of people.
Yes.
They were guarding the sepulchre. And I want to talk about them because it's they were eyewitnesses to it.
Yes.
Yes.
But then they plotted.
Yes.
When you read further down in Matthew 28,
yes,
verse 11 to verse 15,
yes. Yes.
They went and they tell their employers, their employer, the high priest, the chief priest, what took place. They told them the fact of what took place.
Yes.
By the scripture, it is understood that they told them an angel of the Lord came and rolled the stone away, and when it was opened, Jesus was not there. But here's what the plot is. The lawyer tell them, it says, listen, we want you, if we tell people this, if people know this, it's going to be trouble.
Yes.
So they said, listen, you are going to tell, we will pay you. They got a lot of money for it. They got a bribe.
Yes.
To say that while we were asleep, his disciples came and took him away. Now this is the most preposterous conspiracy foolishness that you have ever heard. It's like saying, how can you be a witness to something while you're asleep? You're sleeping, you don't see anything. It's like, okay, I'm asleep, but I was asleep and 11 disciples came in and moved him. That's just, you know, but sin is irrational.
Yes.
Lying is sin, and sin is irrational. Yes. So you say things and it don't make any sense. It's like, okay, you know, I was asleep and 11 disciples came in and they did this and so on. That was what the plan was.
Yes.
The planning.
I will back you.
So, yeah. I said, we'll back you up on it. It's like, you know, but who would believe that?
Yes. Yes.
Has any of you ever been asleep and witnessed something? Except in a dream.
Yes.
So, but it's just one of those things that don't make any sense at all. But nevertheless, they took that and they run with it. And the scripture says that even to this day, the day when it was written, they still carry before that
yes,
argument
yes,
and
yes,
so on.
Yes.
So you have the angels and one who were with resurrection proclaimers. You have Mary and the other and who were seekers but became resurrection proclaimers.
Yes.
You have the guards on the other hand,
yes,
who though they witnessed it,
yes,
they became resurrection deniers.
Yes.
And they still exist now. The Pharisees are resurrection deniers. The Sadducees are resurrection deniers because they don't believe that there's any resurrection.
Yeah.
But I thank God that he didn't leave it that there. I thank God that he didn't leave it up to you and I to try to find out whether or not the gods were lying.
Yes.
Because as a matter of fact, even without the scripture, even outside of the scripture, the fact that you and I are saved is evidence enough that the resurrection took place. But there's scripture to back it up.
Yes.
And so Paul said, you know, listen, we have proof of the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
And he said to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 to verse 8.
Yes.
He says, for I have delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, or that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
Yes.
That he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12.
Yes.
After that he was seen of about 500 brethren at once.
Yes.
Of whom the greater part remained unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. When it says unto the present, it means up to the point in time when the scriptures was written.
Yes.
This was written. And he says, last of all, he was seen of me also as of one born out of due time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And glory to God. Hallelujah. And then Luke captured it as well. Luke says, tells us about him meeting up with his disciples. Luke 24, 36, 43. And they thus spake. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. Mm-hmm. He said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do you thoughts arise in your heart? He says, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. He says, handle them, handle me, and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones as you see me have. When he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. Verse 41 says, and while they yet believed, not for joy and wonder, he said unto them, have you here any meat? Let's get down and have some food. the disciples are kind of baffling over this thing. And it's almost like an icebreaker. He says, come on, let's have some food. And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. Somebody praise the Lord. And then also captured in Acts chapter 1, verse 9 and 11.
Yes.
It says, and when he had spoken these things while they beheld,
yes,
he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
Yes.
While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus,
yes,
which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Hallelujah. This same Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, the King of Kings, the all-powerful
Jesus.
One day he will come in the clouds. One day he will come for you and I. This same Jesus, with his nails scarred hands. This same Jesus, with his side pierced. This same Jesus, having all power, will come back again for you and I. This same Jesus. This same Jesus that died for my sins and your sins, he will come again. And this same Jesus will take us up into glory. The scripture says that we will join here with Jesus. Somebody praise his name. If you have praise, praise his name. Hallelujah. This same Jesus. Same Jesus. No other Jesus. God says if we preach another Jesus, another gospel, we be accursed. He says, God forbid, there's no other God. There's no other Jesus. This same Jesus. Hallelujah. The crucified Christ. The resurrected Christ. Hallelujah. The Christ that was born of a virgin. This same Jesus will come again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want us to understand, as you mentioned last week, Pastor Henry, it was a triumphant entry on Palm Sunday into Jerusalem. And the resurrection was a triumphant resurrection.
Yes.
Somebody praise his name. Why do I know it's a triumphant resurrection? Later in chapter 28, he says, all power is given unto me. All power. He was triumphant. He didn't come out of resurrection with less power. He came out with more power. With the full power of God. The full potential. The fact that Jesus rose again, it means that he has whatever was impossible before, it's now possible. Hallelujah. 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 This same Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Says all power is given unto me in heaven and earth.
Thank you, Lord.
And his instruction to us, like it is to Mary and to his disciples, is go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And teaching them to observe all things,
yes,
whatsoever I've commanded you,
yes,
and know I am with you. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say, he's with me. Hallelujah. He's with me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He says, I'm with you. Not sometimes. He says, always. Even unto the end of the earth.
Yes.
He died for us. Not to live a messed up, ungodly life.
Yes.
You and I were in a, I don't know about you, I talk about myself. I used to live a messed up and godly life.
Yes.
But in November of 1990,
yes,
when the power of the Spirit of God,
yes,
spoke into my heart and break down the hardness of my heart,
hallelujah,
my spirit was revived.
Hallelujah.
I was resurrected.
Hallelujah.
I partook of the resurrection,
hallelujah,
of Jesus Christ. I was buried with Christ,
yes,
in his death.
Yes.
And I was risen again because,
yes,
the power of God,
yes,
rose me up from a messed up life of sin.
Hallelujah.
And
if you ever
yes, feel like you have never been,
yes,
messed up,
yes, yes,
then go back to the time before your salvation.
Yes, sir.
Examine,
yes,
your life at that time.
Yes.
The same Jesus.
Yes.
So when Jesus got up, everything that was impossible is now possible.
Yes, yes.
Before he got up, the Holy Spirit could not come.
Mm.
That would not have happened.
No.
He says, I'm going away and I'm sending you another comforter. We call the Spirit of truth.
Yes, yes.
He says, I will send him. The disciples were apprehensive and they were, he says to them in John 16, sorrow has filled your heart,
yes,
because I'm telling you that,
yes,
I'm going away.
Yes.
But he says, it's expedient for,
yes,
me, for you,
yes,
that I go away.
Yes.
And it's for your interest, for your benefit,
yes,
that I go away.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So there are reasons why we must rejoice because of the resurrection.
Yes.
Many reasons to rejoice because of the resurrection. One of the reasons, the first reason I would give is that the resurrection gives assurance that God is in control.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Acts 13:13, but God raised him from the dead. God is in control.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And even when the Son says, Lord, if it be possible, move this cup from me. God knew he was in control and he knew his Son was more than able and capable.
Yes.
Why? Because he empowered him,
yes,
to be able to carry the sacrifice,
yes,
of our sins,
yes,
with him.
Hallelujah.
So the resurrection gives assurance that God is in control.
Yes.
The resurrection also gives hope that one day this mortal shall put on immortality.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, I want you to turn your Bibles with me to that scripture. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. So the resurrection gives hope that one day, it gives hope, and that's the focus that I want to focus on. It gives hope. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. While you turn there, I'll read as well. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Somebody,
yes,
praise his name.
Praise
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the resurrection gives assurance that God is in control. The resurrection gives hope that one day this mortal body shall put on immortality.
Yes. Yes.
The resurrection gives us faith to believe that we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Bless
and
Lord.
Number four, the resurrection is a reminder that we must go quickly and tell others.
Yes.
It's a reminder that we must rescue the perishing.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Somebody bless his name.
Bless,
amen.
Bless his name. Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
And so even in the Apostle Paul's days, I'm still on the resurrection deniers. In the Apostle Paul's days, when the church in Corinth, there were some people who did not believe in the resurrection.
Yes, yes.
And Paul addressed them in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12 and to verse 19. And I close with these. He says, but if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how says some among you that there is no resurrection from,
yes,
the dead?
Yes, sir.
If we're preaching that Christ is risen from the dead, how is it that some among you, you saw in the Corinthian church,
yes,
is saying that there's no resurrection of the dead?
Yes.
And then he addressed them by stating some obvious answers, but it is nevertheless important to focus on it. He says, but if there be no resurrection of the dead,
yes,
that means Christ is not risen.
Mm.
Right? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain.
Yes.
We're talking vain stuff, and
yes,
your faith is vain.
Yes.
And it says, yeah, and we have found false witnesses then of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ,
yes,
whom he raised not up, according,
yes,
to you, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished.
Yes.
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. But I'm glad to say that we are not miserable, because the scripture says he's not here, he's risen. Hallelujah. Can you say that he's not here?
He's not here.
He's risen.
He's risen.
Can we hear say, he's not here?
He's not here.
He's risen.
He's risen.
Just as he said.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you. Somebody might be here under the sound of my voice. I don't know where in the world you are, but you are somewhere.
Yes.
And the word of God will go wherever he wants it to go.
Yes, sure.
So I speak to you in Africa, and I speak to you in Asia, I speak to you in England and Canada.
Yes.
I speak to you in all of the states of the United States, in Jamaica and Barbados, in all of the Caribbean nations.
Yes.
Down in China, I speak to you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm here to proclaim the resurrection to you.
Yes.
We are not resurrection deniers, we are resurrection proclaimers.
Amen.
That Jesus Christ rose for your sin.
Yes.
He died for your sin.
Yes.
He rose again. And by his rising, you have the ability and the
yes.
power to connect back
yes.
with your Creator,
yes.
God himself.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior,
yes.
I invite you to just surrender your life.
Yes.
Give your life to Christ. He came that you may have life, he says.
Yes.
Life abundantly.
Yes.
And he asked the question, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Jesus.
Would you surrender this morning? Is there one even among us here this morning?
Yes.
Is there one? But God, I thank you that your word goes beyond one.
Lord.
You said there'll be an harvest of souls.
Yes, yes, Lord.
We believe you for an harvest of souls
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Those souls might be in my bloodline.
Yes.
Might be in somebody else's bloodline.
Yes.
We have children that are not saved, and brothers and sisters that are not saved, and cousins that are not saved.
Yes.
But Lord Jesus, we pray even now that the power of your Holy Spirit will open the eyes of their understanding.
Yes.
God, in the name of Jesus, and that they would too
yes.
become proclaimers of the resurrection.
Yes.
We bless you, Father, for these who have come. And we praise you, Almighty God, that Lord God, with an urgency, the same urgency of the women, oh God, of Mary and Mary,
yes.
that they will go up, be about your business.
Yes.
Let your unspeakable joy overtake them as they do it. God, we thank you, O God, for all the nations of the earth. O God, where people are assembled even now.
Yes.
My God, to celebrate the
yes.
resurrection
yes.
of our Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for them, O God. We join with them, O God.
Yes.
Lord God, as you told the disciples, you are not alone. My God, because it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear no evil, for
yes.
thou art with me.
Yes.
You are with them, O God. You are with
yes.
us.
Yes.
And so we thank you, O God, that you arose with all power in your hands.
Yes.
We thank you, O God, that you proclaim victory over
yes.
death, hell, and the grave.
Yes.
We thank
yes.
you that principality is bound. Powers
yes.
are bound.
Yes.
You make an open shame of them, O God,
ah.
in the name of
ah.
Jesus.
Ah.
We thank you for your resurrection
yes.
power
yes.
that will one day, O God, unite us with it, with you in glory.
Yes.
Father, we thank you. We praise you, O God.
Yes.
This is the day that you have
Lord,
made,
yes.
and we shall rejoice at the coming.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Father, and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody bless his name. Hallelujah. Somebody praise his name. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy.